First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for making on such short notice. At the end of the 2013 season, we made it our number one priority as an organization to identify and acquire a proven winning starting quarterback in the National Football League. And it became obvious early on in that search of the quarterbacks that Matt Schaub of the Houston Texans was a player that may become available, and we felt like it was a player that would meet that role. So I know Dennis and Reggie put all of their time and energy into seeing this day happen. We're obviously excited. We hope that the Raider Nation, the Raider organization, is certainly excited about this acquisition, this player. So I want to thank Matt and his beautiful wife, Lori. I understand that the negotiations didn't get completed until late last night, and they had to catch an early flight this morning. They have three daughters, of which one's celebrating her fourth birthday tomorrow, so they're just going to be here for a short time, but we appreciate their efforts in getting here. And with that, I'd like to introduce your 2014 Raiders quarterback, Matt Schaub.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. First, I need to say thank you to the Houston Texan organization for the past 7 years for being so great to me and my family. But on the same token, very thankful to Mr. Davis, Reggie McKenzie, Dennis Allen, and Dan Ventrilli for bringing me here and giving me this opportunity with the Oakland Raiders. I'm very excited. My family's very excited. Very excited to get to work in such a manner that, you know, we can win a championship here in Oakland. And I'm very excited to be a part of this team. My teammates, a lot of veteran leaders, a lot of young talent. The offseason so far has been proven the will to win around here and the players that have been being brought in. I'm very excited to get to work and be a part of this organization.
Hey, Matt. Josh Schubau with Associated Press.
Yes.
How important for you was it to get a fresh start after the way things went last year and be able to go somewhere new? And
very important. Fresh start can do a lot of things for a player and a team, and I'm one of those guys. And, you know, last year did not go at all how I had planned, given my prior 9 years before that. And I'm looking for a fresh start. I'm excited about the opportunity here and the players that are on this team, the coaches, the plan, and the direction. You know, Reggie has brought in a great mix of young players as well as veteran leaders and proven players in this business, and I'm excited to just be a part of that and be a part of the direction that this team is heading.
Hi, Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game, the home of the Raiders. A lot of fans are seeing your 2012 in the years before that, you know, 4,000-yard passer, a team that thought that was going to the Super Bowl, and last year with the Liz Frank injury and the fans turning on you, the pick sixes, and people question like your confidence issue. First of all, how's the health of the foot, and what's it going to take for you to get back to that 2012 Matt Schaub?
Yeah, the foot's great, healthy, excited about this opportunity, moving on. You know, the past is the past. I can't do anything but move on and to bigger and better things, and I'm excited for what the future holds here with Oakland, and just excited to get to work. Happy to be here, and, you know, very confident in my abilities and the players that are on this team, and just excited to, you know, get to work with them through the offseason here and enter training camp ready to go.
My name is Scott Baer from Comcast Sportsnet. This question is for Greg. Why do you think that Matt is a good fit for your offensive scheme?
Well, first of all, he's got a proven track record. As we said, when we went to identify that player, there's very few players in the league, and really in the history of the league, if you look at what Matt's done over the course of time that he's played, he's had five seasons of a 90-plus quarterback rating, which I believe there's only four or five players in the history of the league that have ever done that. Obviously, he's had a tremendous amount of experience. He's at an age right now where most quarterbacks are in their prime, so we still feel like he's got a lot of good football ahead of him. He's a proven winner. And we weren't going to let last season deter us from the player and from the track record that he has shown over his career. So, like I said, he was our number one target from day one, and it was just a matter of getting the deal done. So, real feel fortunate to have the player.
Greg, how much priority was to be able to get this done early in the offseason as opposed to maybe, obviously, you have a draft pick as opposed to waiting if there had been a release or something like that, but in order to get him in at the beginning of the offseason program, have him in?
Well, it was critical just because, again, when you looked at the number of the players that may have been available in free agency, and obviously Matt was not one of those players, but we did feel like he was a player that we may have a chance to either work a trade for or that he may be released. But as he got closer, obviously, to the draft and you're in the evaluation process and throughout the time we were working to get something done and still hoping to get that the player, you know, you realize that you can't count on possibly a quarterback falling to you in the draft. And so you'd better have a plan. And I think, again, that Mark Davis and Reggie and Dennis Allen had that planned early on from the start. Like I said, when the season ended, it became the number one priority for us as an organization. And so it was critical. And, again, to get him this at this point and knowing that you're really the players now with the collective bargaining, not being able to get back and get in the building until April, it was still very critical that he got in here and got a chance to meet with us and talk with us and get him a jump start on what we're trying to get done here.
Jerry McDonald with the Oakland Tribune. When a season goes bad, especially a team with the Super Bowl expectations, it stinks for everybody in the team, but it's really the hardest on the quarterback. Did you learn anything about yourself going through that?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you go through a lot of positive things or negative things, you're going to learn from it, and you're going to grow as a person, as a player. And I think anyone that's been in this business for any amount of time knows there's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be peaks and valleys, and it's how you respond to them. It's how you deal with them and move forward. And, you know, I'm excited to move forward. I'm excited for what we have building here and the future. And I've definitely learned from it, and I'm just ready to move forward.
Vittorio, Raiders.com. Matt, you've played in big games, the big stage, but what do you bring to the football team? What can Raider fans expect from you?
I think I bring a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge of how to play the position, how a successful offense works and how it operates and consistently. And I think I've done it for a few years now at a high level at the quarterback position, and just a level of leadership to help set a direction that Dennis Allen and Greg Olsen will help set for the team and for the offense. But as the quarterback, you got to step in the huddle and demand things out of your teammates and set a course. And I think that starts in the offseason. I think that starts with how you prepare and how you work at your craft and how you demonstrate to them that, you know, if they just, you know, bust their tail day in, day out, that at the end of the day you're going to give them a chance to win. And that's what we're here to do, and that's the direction we're going.
Hey, Matt. Vic from the Chronicle, San Francisco. You mentioned the need for a fresh start. Any part of you thought you might be back in Houston at all, or was that something you figured it would be done with?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been in this business for 10 years now, and I've seen a lot of crazy things happen, so you never really rule anything out, but, you know, I'm just excited that this opportunity presented itself and that I'm here, and just excited for the direction and the places that we're going to be going.
Yeah, Greg, last season when you first got here for a short period of time, Carson Palmer was going to be your quarterback, and then you go through Matt and Flynn, and then you go through Terrell Pryor and Matt McGloin. Just what are you going to be able to do in terms of volume and feeding your quarterback information and, you know, execution that you could not do last year?
Well, it's exciting, and it's funny you bring that up, because certainly in part of the evaluation process, when I looked, you know, at Matt Schaub, and obviously I've had a lot of, as I've seen the player over the years, I have a lot of respect for the way he plays the game. And when you look at him again statistically, had he not had the season that he had last year in Houston, he wouldn't be sitting next to me here today. So I feel very fortunate. Again, 5 straight years, consistent, good football, winning football. And the experience that he has just makes it so much easier, obviously, to coach, you know, to have a player with that kind of experience. I was fortunate when I got into the league. I got in with Jeff Garcia, who was a veteran type player, and it just, there's so much more that you can do. And so I'm just real excited to have that player again. Last year at the time, sitting here, I don't believe the Carson Palmer trade happened until April, so we weren't even at this point a year ago. So just real excited to have the player and to be able to have the opportunity to get a player like Matt Schaub here to the organization. So we're all excited all around.
Hey, Matt, you've played the Raiders the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. What were your impressions back then and also of the free agent moves they made recently?
Yeah, you know, it seems like over my 7 years in Houston, it was almost a rivalry was building. We played so often, and I think there's 1 year where we didn't. But it's always been a team that has been tough to play. The defenses, from a quarterback's perspective, is all have always been challenging to go against. You know, the fronts and the multiple coverages, so very tough. And offensively, always able to run the football and grind it out and make some big plays in the passing game. So it's always been a tough game for us and for me personally. And just the young talent that is here, along with a lot of the moves that the organization has made this offseason with some of the players that are coming in here with a lot of experience, a lot of playoff experience and championship experience. It's going to be a great mix to get with those guys that have had a lot of success in this league with the young players and talent that is here and bring them along and up to speed of how you win games consistently. And, you know, it's going to be exciting and fun time to do it.
Matt, the last winning quarterback here was 12 years ago. It was Rich Gannon. A lot of guys have come through. Now, it's not just on the quarterback, but after back-to-back four-win seasons, do you think you're the guy that can lead this team to a winning record?
Without question, I believe I can be that guy. That's one of the most unique and intriguing aspects of coming to be a part of this organization is the rich and storied tradition that they have here. Especially at this position, you know, there's so many great quarterbacks that have played here, played at a championship level, and it's just great to be possibly be a part of that and make my name here, but also with the organization and be a part of this special situation.
Matt, what does it say to you that this team went out and traded for you? They didn't wait in case you got cut and then like you're hearing things that you were their number one option. Like, what does that mean to you coming into this situation knowing how bad they wanted to get you?
It means everything, you know, and it's that belief. It's that factor that they believe that I can come in here and compete and do the job and be a player that can make a difference on this roster and help them win football games. And as a player in this business, there's no greater compliment than to have an organization and a coaching staff and an ownership believe in you in that regard and to go out and seek a trade and to bring you in and be willing to give something up to get you. And, you know, that's – I'm definitely very thankful for that.
When you were with Atlanta, Dennis Allen was a defensive assistant with the Falcons. Then did you have any kind of relationship with him at all? Were you both on such different sides of the ball that you didn't – paths never crossed?
We did a little bit. I mean – again, probably as a rookie, I didn't have as much interaction because I was a rookie. I was, you know, my head was spinning. I'm trying to learn how to be a pro, learn the offense, do all this. So there was so much to take in. But going into my second year there, you know, there was a lot more interaction and getting to know more people in the building. So there was some interaction, especially him being on defense. As an offensive player and a quarterback, there's always going to be some competition and a little bit of banter back and forth. So there was a little bit, but not as much as, you know, looking back on it, there could have been.